right. Back in the Hacienda for another episode of the Time Out Show on the Quiet Storm. With your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is.
It's your boy, Marv. I'm back like LeBron's headband. You know what I'm saying? The nap god. A.k.a. Hey. TBE of naps, you already know.
Hey, LeBron's hairline is confusing me.
Why?
It's been good for the last 2 months, and now with the headband back, it looks raggedy again. What's going on?
He got that Jamie Foxx, yo.
No, Jamie Foxx has always looked straight.
Nah, Jamie Foxx got Jamie Foxx hairline change every week.
But it looked good. It's fit. It's full.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's it ain't real. It might be full, but it ain't real.
It is real, man.
Alright, let you tell it.
He bought that. It's real. LeBron's look good.
You ain't see Jamie Foxx and Annie?
No.
They can have a peel off hairline and shit.
Oh, I like to give a shout out to the worst headphones in the world, Beats by Dre.
What happened?
This is like the third pair that's broke on me.
Oh yeah, I almost bought a pair the other day. I was like, man, I'm straight, dog.
The most raggedy, expensive headphones you could buy.
Yeah, matter of fact, the what's crazy is the Forbes list came out, and Dr. Dre ain't even number one on there. He number two with Diddy.
What?
Diddy worth $750, I think, and Dre worth $700.
Dang. I didn't even do nothing special. All I did was pick up the headphones like I do every other time I record, and they snapped.
That's cold-blooded.
$300 headphones. Luckily, I didn't pay $300 for them, though.
Oh, you got the plug?
Well, I got a homeboy, right? Every income tax, he balled out. And then half the year in, he got a sellout. So,
So you just wait on him income tax season? Like, he about to start pawning everything?
Yeah. I got his PS3 when it came out for $100. And then I got his $300 headphones for $100.
And he still got the same habits?
Yep. I be hyping them too.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's hot. I tried to have them get those the movie theater seats at Best Buy with the cup holders. Know what I'm talking about? Oh, faulty internet connection. Face heaven.
What you mean, son?
Man.
Yo, speaking of Jamie Foxx, though, what you felt about his national anthem?
That was the worst national anthem I ever heard.
Damn, son. It was bad timing for him, too, because he got a lot of stuff going on. He got an album about to drop. He's doing that. He's working on that Mike Tyson film and everything.
Did he say he was drunk?
I hope he was drunk. He better come up with a good excuse and just... Nah, he said his ear pieces fell out.
Really? That's what he gonna blame it on?
So he couldn't really hear with the organs going on and everything, which I don't even know why they had organs in the first place.
So he gonna blame all them ridiculous runs that he tried on earpiece falling out? Okay.
He thought he was trying to add some flavor in there. He was... Oh, man. I felt bad, though, because I'm a Jamie Foxx fan, you know what I'm saying?
You should feel bad for him trying to do too much.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like the criticism that you receive and the backlash for it. Is it even worth doing the national anthem?
Yeah, if you just do it right.
At any event, because the thing is like it's the critique portion of it is so crazy. Like if you do it good, how much does it really help you? You know what I'm saying? Risk versus reward wise.
I mean, but all he had to do was sing the national anthem like he sings. He didn't have to try to go all...
Take him to church with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. Yo, your man LeBron got the Cavs up by 20 right now.
I knew they was going to come out and do that.
Yeah, like I... yo, I'm 10, dog. Sometimes people just need something to believe in or something to give you that little extra push.
What? Why?
About, though. I don't know. I don't know what it is, dude. Like, at the end of the day, you really, the headband doesn't make a difference. But it's just sometimes, you know, sometimes you got that little something that give you the extra push.
No.
He threw on the headband like, all right, let's get it.
When I played sports, I never needed the extra push. It's the money. They rich. They don't really care.
Yeah, man. Yo, speaking of playing sports, so I know I'm getting old because now when I play ball, my body be sore for like 2 days.
You play basketball?
Yeah, I play every Monday.
Where, at a church or something?
Nah, bro, downtown Orlando.
Man, too many people out there.
Nah, we go to, I go with my coworkers and some people that used to work with us too. We go downtown Orlando at a school, but there's like three courts out there, so we just run full court.
I drop 30 on y'all.
There's not that many people out there, huh?
I'll drop 30 on y'all every Monday.
You could come out there.
All right, I'm gonna come out there.
Yeah, next Monday.
I'll get my get icy out there hot. Like
between 5:30 and 6.
Y'all don't clown people for wearing icy hot, do you?
Nah, man.
Oh, okay.
Did I just not finish telling you that my body be sore for a couple days?
Yeah, but you'll be wearing icy hot on the court.
Oh, you be out there smelling like a Shaq commercial?
Hey, I'm about to join. Speaking of sports, I'm about to join the tennis team once I go back to school.
Tennis team?
Yeah, I always wanted to play tennis, so I might as well join the tennis class.
Tennis hard, bro.
I know. I want to be the Black Djokovic.
I let you tell it.
It'd be nice. I might take it. You know what I'm saying? I might go pro. You never know.
Yeah.
I might have the illest swing they ever seen. But let's get on this. What's up with this Mayweather fight? It's still going. Man, we got so much to talk about.
I've never been so annoyed ever. Which is crazy, right? Like, you got all these people that claim to be, like, huge boxing fans. But Canelo and Kirkland coming up this weekend, and they're not even, it's not even on their radar. But they're like, yeah, we're huge boxing fans. And another part that's annoying, everyone's reference point is Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's weird.
Everyone's reference point is Mike Tyson. Like, oh, yeah, man, I hate Mayweather. But look at Mike Tyson. Like, there has only been one Mike Tyson. There hasn't been a Tyson since Tyson. Why is everyone's reference point Tyson?
These fools.
Like, and it's a two different style. Like, that's like comparing Shaq, right, being one of the greatest centers of all time, and then being, oh, I don't like Steph Curry because I like athletes like Shaq. I like basketball players like Shaq. That's why I don't like Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's how I see it, because it's a whole different style, a whole different weight class. First of all, Mike Tyson weighed a good 50 pounds more than Mayweather.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? A whole different weight class, whole different fighting style. But people are just crazy.
Yo, your boy Julio been going in.
Oh, man. He's been writing essays on Facebook every day.
Every day.
Every day. I try not to go in because it's just people just don't know better, man. People just want to talk and joke and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's like, oh, Mayweather, Mayweather, Mayweather. But, like, you're blaming the wrong person.
So now they're saying, Pacquiao saying his shoulder was hurt and he had a torn rotator cuff. Bob Arum said it's been torn since the De La Hoya fight. Then Mayweather, Mayweather said he'll fight him in a year. So now they're talking about that. Now they got lawsuits against each other. It's just crazy.
Nah, it's getting out of hand. They need to get it together, man. It makes no type of sense. And if you had a torn rotator cuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, to say it was since De La Hoya, that's kind of crazy. But, because motherfucker, you was fine knocking people out since then. If you knew far enough ahead of time, push the fight back. You know what I'm saying? I know people would have been furious. So a lot of people made plans. But at the end of the day, tickets didn't start selling 10 days prior to the fight.
Yeah.
You know, so at least if you knew a month in advance, give people time to accommodate. Tickets weren't on sale yet. Push it back. You can go out there. If you go out there and fight and you didn't say nothing leading up to the fight, then don't say anything immediately after the fight. And now they're like, oh, he's out of surgery and in recovery.
No, what's the name? He said he's been fighting. They said he's been fighting fine since the De La Hoya fight because he's allowed to take the shot, the numbing shot. But they wouldn't let him take it this fight. But he didn't ask for it until like 6:30.
Yeah, he didn't report it. And once you don't report it and put it in the paperwork, then you can't get the shot.
Yeah, so how you report it every other time, but this fight you just forgot to report it. Man, it's just stupid. So who do you think? All right, let's say they fight again in a year. What you think the number's going to look like?
Same results.
Yep, that's what I said. Like people say right now.
The only thing that could change is Pacquiao go out there swinging more recklessly, right? Throwing more punches. Because at the end of the day, Mayweather did what Mayweather does.
Yeah.
Like, he played his position. He threw a decent amount of punches. His connecting percentage was just at what he does. He moved, and I felt he looked looked better than his last couple fights as far as how he was moving in the ring.
Uh-huh.
And how he was using them check hooks to get out of the corners. And he wasn't giving Pacquiao as much. Like, usually he'll sit in that corner and let you swing and, you know what I'm saying, throw them blows. And he'll use his defense and just sit in that corner for a little bit. But he was getting out of that corner, using the jabs from early. His straights was connecting. And then his left hook was connecting easily. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Mayweather did what Mayweather does, you know, threw about over 400 punches, which is average for Mayweather. But if you got somebody like Pacquiao, you thought Pacquiao was going to almost double the amount of punches he threw.
Yeah.
So everyone's blaming Mayweather, but I believe Mayweather did what Mayweather does. As far as Pacquiao, I thought Pacquiao was going to throw at least almost double the amount of punches that he did throw. But he was trying to fight. He tried to fight Mayweather's style of boxing. He tried to sit there and try to outbox Mayweather or box with Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
So
it's
not
possible.
Do you think that, what do you think about the ticket sales and fight sales? Do you think it's going to be the exact same or are people going to tap out?
No, I think either way, no matter what happened, like people were like, oh man, this sucks. I wasted $100, whatever. I think regardless of what happened, people are still going to be upset with Mayweather winning. And they're not going to be satisfied with Mayweather winning. They wanted to go see a knockout. A knockout is not going to happen. Mayweather's not going to get knocked out. No matter, it's been every fight, people praying Mayweather gets knocked out. It's not happening.
So they're going to buy the fight again?
I don't think it's going to be $100. It might go back to like $75 or something like that. I think the numbers will still be astronomical. They won't be as record-setting as this time. Because this is like, it's like that debut album by an artist. You know what I'm saying? It was like a build-up for a long time and everything. So I think the next one will still do decent if they do it, because Mayweather's going to fight Amir Khan in September, and then he's going to be off his contract, and then it's going to be like, all right, here's a bidding war for Mayweather-Pacquiao, too.
Oh, yeah. That Amir, they think this fight was bad. That Amir Khan is going to be way more boring.
Yeah, Amir Khan has been, for years now, they've been trying to put his name up there, and he has not been performing. Like, when you see Amir Khan training, you be like, oh, man, he looking good out there, doing hard blows, everything. When you see Amir Khan get in the ring, bro, nap time.
Nap time.
Yeah, man. So, regardless, nobody's going to beat Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? It's just a fact at this point. So he's going to go. He's going to do his thing in September. By then, he's probably going to have relinquished all his belts already. He doesn't really care, but I see that he might fight one more time next May just because the ability to have a bidding war between like HBO and Showtime and get another big check.
Yeah. I don't see the point of relinquishing the belts, though. Like, that's stupid.
At the end of the day, he can't just... He has to, eventually.
I mean, that's like... But it's routine, so what's the point of coming out saying, I'm going to give my belt up?
No, because at this point, he has a WBC, WBA, WBO, different weight classes. Like, He's not going to defend them all. You know what I'm saying? Like, just give somebody. And then he's not going to lose. Like, just relinquish the belts. Let somebody else go have it. He's just going to collect these next couple checks and just go chill somewhere.
But regardless, they're going to just make more belts anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, he still keeps his, the one that you win. But as far as, like, for title-wise.
Mm.
Just the fact of who holds that title.
That's corny.
Yeah, he still gets, like, his crib's still going to be flooded with belts. But as far as the title-wise, whose name is named as the holder of the belt, he's going to relinquish it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Mayweather made Pacquiao look almost as bad as he made Canelo Alvarez look. Everybody else. Cotto's already, like, trying to pursue a fight, a part two. Honestly, I'd rather see a Cotto part two than a Pacquiao part two.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be the same result. We already know what's going to happen. When Mayweather fought Cotto the first time, he had jail on his mind. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Cotto did give him a tough fight, but I don't think Mayweather was all there. Like, this Mayweather, he looked in shape. He did not look 38 years old, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just... But as far as, like, the turnout of the fight, everything like that, it was crazy, man. Yeah. Like, yo, I was so jittery leading. Like, when the fight was about to start, son, I was mad hyped, dog. I felt like I was in that bitch, dog.
Yeah, right before the fight started, the TVs went out, man, where I was.
Oh, yeah, I heard Comcast had a terrible experiences throughout.
Yeah, my homeboy said they TV, like, all they seen was Mayweather walking out, and then it skipped, stopped, came back, like, the fourth round, and then, like, the eighth round. That's it.
They should have been prepared, though. They said to a certain point that if you called your cable provider, it was, like, a two-day wait.
Wow.
But they should have been prepared. But they tried, though, the press release, the press conference the night before. Two nights before the final press conference, the dude from Showtime was actually saying, he's like, guys, order your fights and order your pay-per-view now. If you're going to order it, get it, you know what I'm saying, get it ahead of time, because we are going to experience technical difficulties. Like, your cable providers will experience technical difficulties the night of, because everyone's going to be ordering it last minute.
Oh, so if you got your order in early, you was good?
Yeah.
Dang.
Supposedly, you know what I'm saying? But they were saying for people to put in their order, like, because you were able to order it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So they were telling people to order it, you know, a decent amount, even if it was the same day, like early in the day, you know what I mean? Order it in the morning or whatever the case may be.
That's crazy. Can you imagine? You got a house full of people. Everybody's hyped. The food's pouring. The liquor.
One of my cousins was spazzing on Twitter to Comcast because they had to grab everything and relocate to somebody else's house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Scrambling.
Yeah. Bro, I didn't get... Because we had a game that night. We had a friendly. Orlando City had a friendly. So I walked in. I watched it at Oak Room downtown. We walked in the spot, like, literally as the fight was about to start.
Yeah, y'all got saved by that delay because they had to delay the fight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we literally walked in and the national anthem was already, you know what I'm saying, done and all that. I ended up replaying it because everybody was talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
Did you hear about Periscope?
Oh, I heard they were showing the fight on there.
Yeah, people was using Periscope to stream the fight to their phones, and they trying to put a lawsuit on them for letting people do that. But yeah. You can't stop, man. Pirating, you can't stop pirating, man.
But Periscope came up. That was a big boost for their business right there. They know what they were doing.
Heck yeah.
That's crazy. They just got to turn the other way and be like, I ain't seen nothing. I ain't know nothing going on.
Because I even see like bootleg sites on Instagram. Like, yo, they took the link down, but we got the new links up. Come holler at us. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. It was a payday for everybody, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, man. I ain't no money off the joint, but.
I mean, I don't, like, people mad, like, I'm not mad at all. Because even if, let's say I thought the fight was boring, it's still, like, it's one of those events where everybody get together. And it's just, like, a huge event. Like, you see people you ain't seen in a long time, and it's just dope.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great evening. You know what I'm saying? It was just a celebratory evening. But I don't know what people, like, I know what people wanted, but. It's like, if you're a boxing fan and you watch these fights, what do you expect? Like, when was the last time we really seen Pacquiao knock somebody out? When was the last time we really seen Pacquiao in there beating somebody the fuck up? Like, you don't see it. It's not, if you watch these fights, like, and then Marquez laid him out last time. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. What are you going in there expecting? Like, you're not going in there. Honestly, you wanted a slugfest? If you're a Mayweather fan, you know that's not going to happen.
Yep.
He's going to give it to you a couple times in the fight, but it's not going to happen. Like, because at the end of the day, that leads to one person getting knocked out.
Yeah.
You go in there, slugfest out, somebody's getting knocked out. That's and crazy. It's going to be by a lucky blow, kind of like what Marquez did to Pacquiao. You're not going to risk the fight off of just being it being a slugfest. And I think Mayweather's next fight, though, against Amir Khan, he might just let loose and just...
Don't say it.
Let it fly.
He ain't knocking him out, though.
Knocking out who, Amir Khan?
Yeah.
Nah, Amir Khan might hit the canvas.
Come on, man.
Sorry, Amir Khan trash, bro.
Nobody's hitting the canvas, bro.
Amir Khan's trash, to me, in my opinion.
He's trash, but Mayweather ain't knocking nobody out. The only reason he knocked out Hatton because he was on coke.
Yeah, but nah, Hatton got that work.
Man,
he knocked out Ortiz too.
Montreal tied the game. I told you, man. I needed an insurance goal, and these fools and let these boys tie the game.
You put money on that Tampa?
Yeah, man. Tampa out here playing around.
Man, Chicago got killed.
Oh, and I just, my bet just pushed on that because Cleveland hit a stupid three for no reason with like 16 seconds left. Thanks a lot.
What was the spread you had?
I have Chicago to score 1 point more than Cleveland in the fourth quarter. And this fool going to hit a three for no reason. Cause
they did score 1 point more in the fourth.
Yeah, but it pushes because it was. You got to go by. You got to win by two. If it's one, you got to win by two.
Yeah, damn.
This night is turning out horrible. But
you won Matt Bread last week.
Yeah. I could have won more. I was finna put $1,000 on Mayweather straight up, but I don't know, man. You know how you know what's gonna happen, but the more you listen to, you start to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just, you know what I'm saying, came up a little bit. Could have came up a lot more. And somebody on Twitter put Mayweather unanimous decision right before it started. I logged on real quick. I was going to put $40 on it to win like $400. And then I backed out like, nah. And it was unanimous decision. God dang it.
Yeah, but that's a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, unanimous decision a little much. Like, betting on Mayweather for the win, like, yeah, but unanimous decision. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that. Well, actually, I did, because remember last week's episode, I told y'all that Mayweather was going to win at least 7-8 rounds.
Yeah. Like, I won decision because Moneyline was too big to take. But that unanimous, it was only 40 more bucks, man. 40 more bucks.
Yeah, that would have been real.
Horse racing, my show, my horse came in third. I almost won two horses. Yeah.
How the hell you be knowing these horses, bro?
Duh, I had all the top three horses written down right in front of me and picked two of the three, and the one I did pick ended up with it. I was so bad.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know shit about horse racing.
Duh, I'm telling you, you gotta at least put 50 on a horse next time. You'll love it.
On just any horse?
Well, like, I listen to, like, podcasts and stuff, and you get, like, a feel of who the best horses are. And you can pick, like, who's going to win it. You can pick a place, like, come in third, first, second, or third, or just the place in the top three or top five. So I do it like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, that's exciting, man. You be sweating.
All I know is dudes get lucky, son. You be hearing about dudes just betting on some random-ass horse and coming up, like, insane amount of money.
Yeah, like if you pick a trifecta, woo, crazy money. But I got some breaking news that I know you'll enjoy.
What up?
Deflategate is back.
Yo, these dudes are crazy, son.
They said Brady knew. Brady knew them balls are deflated.
Yo, all on that all because of that report or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're saying Brady might get suspended. But just because based off of the text messages.
Whoa, hold up. There are text messages?
Yeah, there's mad text messages. Not from Brady, but from like, the dude that works for the team.
Mm-hmm.
But they said the McNally dude and however you pronounce his name, Jastrzemski or whatever. But they said that based on their evidence, it's and their view, it's more probable than not that Brady knew. There's no like actual factual.
But they love y'all, man. Look, they waited till the draft, till after the suit. They waited till after everything.
They just have nothing else to talk about.
Man. I think this is huge, man. I think Brady needs to be suspended for the whole season.
They probably will suspend Brady, but
they'll give Brady maybe one or two games.
Who gives a fuck? Hey, like, yo, my thing is okay, right? They still going on and on about Deflategate. In the second half of that game, Brady dominated the Colts. They had stood no chance. And then in the Super Bowl, what happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, it had no alteration of the outcome of the playoffs.
It's about keeping the game clean and fair, man. All
right. It sounds good.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
We gotta keep the game
every
thorough.
Year, it's something about somebody cheating every single season. Whether it was Ray Lewis, his deer antler extract, whether it was just whoever.
But that,
and there's always someone on, like, the NFL is like the scandal gods just to stay in the headlines, like just to stay in the news.
Yeah, but like three out of the five times is always y'all, man.
Nah, not three out of the five.
Y'all had the Spygate, y'all had Deflategate, one and two.
Yeah, but it's always some shit that don't change the outcome of the game.
We got to keep the game clean, man. Can y'all just please help us keep the game clean?
You sound like Skip Bayless, bro.
Please help us keep the game clean, brother.
I guarantee you this shit is going to blow over. The media is going to go crazy. People are going to go crazy. And then all of a sudden it's going to pass again.
We'll see, man. We'll see. But
Brady's going to dance around that joint.
Since we've been gone, the schedules have came out. And week one, Sunday night game, you already know what it is. Giants at the Cowboys. 1 o'clock games, we got Green Bay at Chicago, Kansas City at Houston, Cleveland at the Jets, Colts at Buffalo, that should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Miami at Washington, Carolina at Jacksonville, Seattle at St. Louis, New Orleans at Arizona, Detroit at San Diego, Tennessee at Tampa, Cincinnati at Oakland, and Baltimore at Denver.
Like one of those games excite me.
I know.
Oh, but yeah, I found the text. They said dude was like, I have a big needle for you this week. And then the dude's like, better be surrounded by cash and new kicks.
Whoa.
Or it's a rugby Sunday. And then the other dude's like, fuck Tom.
Whoa.
And he's like, maybe you have some nice size 11s in your locker. And he's like, all right, but I already have the brown Uggs. I want black this time. Like, chat, there was like, there were texts between the ball boys. But one of the ball boys was just the whole time like, oh, fuck Tom Brady. He's like, I'm going to inflate it to 16 this time. He's like, I'm going to give him a fucking watermelon ball and shit like that.
Yo, who turned these texts over?
Who knows, man? The NFL's like the Illuminati.
One of them ball boys snitching.
Who knows?
That's crazy, man.
But and they interviewed one of the ball boys like four times, right? And then the fifth time, the fifth time they was like, the Patriots denied them access to interview him, and Belichick was like, "Yo, this dude's a part time employee. Like he works more hours at another job. He has a full time job somewhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no point of keep harassing this guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not even full time staff of the team."
Yeah.
But who the hell knows, man?
Hey, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. I forgot the Monday night games. Philly at Atlanta and Minnesota at San Francisco.
Yeah. I gotta see though, like there's a lot of moving pieces this off season. So I gotta really sit down and look at these rosters. That's what's annoying about the Deflategate. Like it's May, man. Like the season's not even on my radar yet. Till about June, July, until I start really looking at what's going on in the NFL, and they're going crazy already. But Gronk's ranting about the Deflate Gate. He don't really give a fuck. He's just laughing about the situation.
Yeah, they.
Ed Reed retired today.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
He said, "Forget that, yo."
Yeah, Ed Reed retired, man. Pretty long season. Pretty long career. Great career.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Good.
He just come out of nowhere with that interception.
For those who watch soccer, Champions League, yesterday Real Madrid played against Juventus, and Juventus won. And then today, Barca played against Bayern. Won 3-0.
The God.
Messi put some dude on his ass,
the
yo.
God, Lionel Messi.
Messiah. Yo, that was crazy. Son, my boy Neymar scored one goal. My favorite player right there.
Yo, who going to stop them?
I don't think anybody going to stop. Honestly, they're going to win the Champions League. They're the best team in the world right now. They have the nastiest front three between. And they could have got. It was twice when Suarez went one-on-one with the goalie and wasn't able to score. So they have the best front three ever, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're unstoppable, man.
Yeah, them dude, man. And what's even crazier to me is the lines be so low, man. Like, I won today on them.
Yeah, like, oh, you put money on the game.
Yeah, it was like, minus 100. Like, if you bet 100, you get 100. And I'm like... Yeah. I was confused. Like this is too sneaky. This can't be this easy.
What it was is because the last year Bayern destroyed them, and that's what everybody was talking about. Like all the Real Madrid fans were like, "Oh, they got killed by Bayern last year." But like, yo, at this point, they're too nasty.
Yeah,
they're not like they were last year. Like they're too nasty.
It's crazy. So I'm gonna keep riding that train.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a smart move. And So half the people want Real Madrid to win next week. So it'll be a El Clasico, Real Madrid versus Barcelona Champions League finals. But I don't know if Real Madrid is going to. They should be able to pull it off, though. They got the squad.
They got some injuries, though.
Yeah, but they got the squad. They got, you know, they got James. They got Ronaldo. They got the squad to be able to score. But Juventus has been playing amazing. So, who knows? I don't know if they could pull it off. I think they can win 1-0 and pull it off, but it just depends. But nobody's beating Barca regardless.
Yeah. Them dudes is sick.
A lot of injuries in the NBA, man. The point guards are going down, man.
Mm.
You got Chris Paul missed game one, which they still pulled it off, which Blake Griffin dominated.
Yeah, he beat
elite status. Elite status. And I was telling, I tell people all the time, man, Blake Griffin's game has evolved so much in the last couple seasons. When he came into the league, I think he was a one-dimensional player, man. And now, even that triple-double proves it. Like, he's just an all-around player now.
Yep.
He still got room to improve on defense, but offensively, he's a well-rounded power forward. And I didn't think they was going to pull it off without Chris Paul, man.
I ain't either. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and they did it. And yesterday, man, I thought Washington was going to pull it off without John Wall.
If they didn't miss them.
They had so many chances.
Yep, they kept missing them bunnies right in the lane.
They would go down by 10, bring it back by 5. Go back down by 10, bring it back by 5. But they just couldn't get closer than 5. And it's just, I want to see the Wizards move to the next, to the conference finals.
We've only seen one Atlanta Hawk. Atlanta Hawks showed up one game this playoffs. Yeah. I'm wondering where they are. Anybody still have seen Atlanta?
I'm just hoping John Wall comes back healthy. That way they go to Eastern Conference Finals. And my dog, Paul Pierce, you know what I'm saying, gets to shine still. Which he's been playing great this whole playoffs.
Score! Tampa! At the score. Buzzer, dog! Buddy team!
Oh, shit, it was literally at the buzzer.
Yep. Unbelievable. I got to go to dang, I should have been there. I got to go to one of these hockey games.
Yeah, me too, man.
You ever been?
Yeah, but not a playoff, not a Tampa Bay playoff game.
I looked at the tickets.
Bruins game before, but
I got to go. It ain't like I won't get beat up or nothing, right?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, especially you're going there and you're going to be rooting for Tampa, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be in my crit blue, you know.
Damn, cuz.
Wow. The buzzer.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was crazy right there. Is Chris Paul still out today or he's playing?
Yeah, since they got that one game up, he's going to sit out.
Yeah.
What's the score on that game?
It's just starting.
Oh, okay. Yo, did you see Blake Griffin acting like Austin Rivers dribbling down the court?
Oh, yeah. That
yo.
And then he did the layup and threw the ball over the backboard.
Yeah. I was dying because he looked just like a.
Shout out Austin Rivers, though, man. Orlando repping. Orlando representative.
Man.
Yo, Steph Curry, MVP.
MVP
this season, congrats. I was a little 50-50 on it between him and James Harden until the season started. I mean, until the playoffs started. I mean,
yeah.
I think the playoffs weighed into the decision of Steph Curry getting it.
I do too. Why did they wait so long?
I have no idea, but because his performance, except for last night though. I said it last night. I was like, yo, if Steph Curry doesn't drop 35 points and 10 assists, we got to take that MVP trophy back. They haven't lost at home in centuries, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yo, Conley, man, a real MVP, dog.
not the real MVP, but
your boy had me dying. What's his name? Tony Allen. Number what is the first team all defense?
First team all defense. Yo, and he's always been that defensive player, like, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta have that. Those plays is what makes your team win, though. Like, yeah, those little hustle plays, diving on the ground, grabbing the ball, poking away at the ball, like, in the fourth quarter. Those steals are what makes, you know what I'm saying, is what gives your team that win.
Yep.
He had four steals that game.
That's crazy. They was balling. What you gonna think? What you think gonna, they gonna do at home? They 4-point underdogs, Memphis.
I think the Warriors still gonna take the series.
Are they gonna take this next game though in Memphis?
Nah, I don't think so. I think Warriors come back and do what they do. I think will it go to a game 7?
Heck no.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, it depends on they shoot, man. Because if they, you know what I'm saying, jump shot teams, man, it fades out.
Yeah, but regular jump shot teams.
Like the Hawks.
Yeah, but those are, that's when you have regular jump shooters. These niggas ain't regular jump shooters.
I don't know.
Like, last night, Klay Thompson went 6 for 15 and Steph Curry went 7 for 19. Like, that's not happening on the regular.
All right, we'll see.
David Lee went 0 for 2. You had Draymond Green 3 for 11. Like, it was a horrible shooting night.
And they were still close.
Yeah, they lost by 7. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are not going to go, like, put up that bad percentage of shots on the regular.
So who do you give this next game? The Hawks in Washington.
If John Wall comes back, Washington gonna take it.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on Washington. They favorite by 1.5.
And I think Clippers are gonna take the series over Houston, especially if they're able to win again without Chris Paul. They're definitely gonna take it. But I think they're gonna take it regardless. Once you go up to 7 games with the Spurs, it's hard for you to lose to anybody else.
That's how you feel?
Yeah. Once you go game 7 with the Spurs and win the way they won,
mm-hmm,
it has to be a real elite team to take you out.
Dang, they winning tonight. 6-2. It's early, but yeah, come on, and man. I think
Houston is nice, but they're not an all-around elite team. And that's part of the reason why I was 50-50 with the MVP race between James Harden and Steph Curry, because James Harden did it with a lot less around him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when it comes to the playoffs, all that's irrelevant. It's all about if your team shows up or not.
Well, James Harden better start showing up if he want to stay in these playoffs, because there's no reason they should be losing with no Chris Paul on the court.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You have to win if there's no Chris Paul on the court. Like what Atlanta did yesterday. You have no John Wall.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Yeah, you have no John Wall. You have to close that game.
Like, the Clippers never looked that good to me. They must be just fed up.
They look unstoppable, but they look fundamentally sound like... thing is, like I keep saying, Doc Rivers has everybody playing the way they should be playing. They don't look like an unstoppable team, but they're real fundamentally sound. Like, everyone's playing their role. Everyone's playing their position.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it was a point in the season, this season, when I watched the game, I sat down and watched the Clippers, and I was like, damn. I was like, yo, these dudes are balling, like, they got everybody playing how they're supposed to be playing. But it's not going to be easy for them to pull off another one without Chris Paul, but they got to let him heal.
Yeah.
He got to get right.
Yeah, that game 7 with the Clippers was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough, man. Like, usually it's the Spurs that pull off that type of last-second shot and win in that game 7 moment. But I think the Clippers are just tired of losing, especially Chris Paul is just tired of losing.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is just tired of losing.
Yeah, you know what I want to see next year? Mm. I want to see in the NBA, I want to see Aldridge, LaMarcus Aldridge, and who was the other guy who's going to be a free? Oh, and Kevin Love on the Thunder.
That would be crazy. They said Kevin Love might leave. The Cavs are worried that Kevin Love might leave.
And Aldridge is out of there, too.
And I think Kevin Love really might leave just because he never really got into a groove the whole season. And the chemistry doesn't look, it doesn't feel right. Like, you don't get that vibe.
Yeah. Like, he's not even doing Kevin Love. He's just out there popping three-pointers.
Yeah. So, I think he's not getting what he wanted initially when he went there. So, I think he really might bounce. Celtics trying to get DeMarcus Cousins.
What? What? Is his contract up in Sacramento?
Yeah. So, they're trying to push for DeMarcus Cousins.
Hmm. Him and Smart? Yo, yeah. Smart shocked me because I thought he was going to be a bust in the NBA. That dude balling.
Yeah, he's balling. And Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas balling too.
So I think that would be a good move if the Celtics are able to get him because they got swept in the first round, but I think them making the playoffs was a good sign considering they didn't really have any real elite players. And then I think Brad Stevens did an amazing job getting them into the playoffs. So that was a good look.
Where do you think Rondo end up?
I have no idea, man. It's crazy to see, like, he went from top point guard in the NBA to just, like, can't even stay on a team. Like, a team doesn't even want to fight for you.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I was like, yo, he just, I don't know what's wrong with that, man.
I think it just goes to show, like, Doc Rivers able to keep his, Doc Rivers able to keep players in check.
Mm.
I think that's what it is, man. Like, and like I keep telling her, look how Big Baby was tripping the fuck out when he was on the Magic and just, like, away from Doc Rivers and, look at Perkins now. He's trash.
Yeah, that dude, man. Jeez.
So, I think Doc Rivers, I think people should give Doc Rivers a little bit more credit just because. But, yeah, it sucks for Rondo to see how he's, like, especially for me. I look at it and I'm like, damn, dog. Like, you was the best point guard at one time.
Perkins and new Kwame Brown.
Perkins is just there. Like, he's just there. He's just a body on the court now.
Yeah. If you're a big body, man, you have a long history in the NBA.
Yeah. Because you could just be there.
Yep. Yo, your boy, the God, Michael Jordan, the God of basketball. Did you see him breaking up the fight after the Mayweather fight?
No, I kept seeing the video, but I didn't click on it and watch. Like, I heard somebody was trying to run up on his bodyguard, and he had to break it up.
Yeah, his bodyguard was trying to clear the way for Jordan to come through, and he pushed like a goon.
Yeah.
And the goon wasn't having it, and he was ready to square up. And they got a little, you know what I'm saying, it's getting real tense and hostile. And Jordan just walked up to him, he's like, come on, brother. And he put his head up like, yo, and he's talking to him for a minute. And he just calmed the goon down like he was singing lullabies in his ear.
But you got to think about it, though. Like, no matter who you are, you have respect for Jordan. Like, if Jordan comes up and he's talking to you, you could be like, all right, man. Like, just think about it. Especially just the Jordan brand in general. Like, every goon, no matter who you are, you love Jordan.
But I got to give Jordan a fade, though.
Nah, you're not give Jordan.
You got to, dog. You got a story to tell.
It doesn't matter, dog.
Look.
I think people would be more heated at you for giving Jordan the fade, dog.
You think he would have got jumped if he tried to give Jordan the fade?
Yeah, what? You'd get jumped probably every day, son.
I would give him the fade and still rock his shoes.
Son, you can't go nowhere. Like, you probably won't even get a job because you gave Jordan the fade. Like, niggas won't even hire you no more because you gave Jordan a fade, dog.
No, people don't, like, really like Jordan.
Shorties won't even rock with you no more. You try to go bag a chicken, she'd be like, oh, you the nigga that fought. You the nigga that hit Jordan. Nah.
I don't know, man. I might think that's something you can use on your resume to get, you know what I'm saying, bumped to the top of the list.
Nobody fucking with you once you give Jordan the shade, dog. I think he would have got jumped on sight by everybody, son. Like, Jordan's the god, son. Like, yeah, a lot of people don't rock with Jordan just because, like, you hear a lot of bad stories about how he treated people and everything.
Yeah.
But he's still the GOAT.
That chameleonaire story is still sad to me, man.
What chameleonaire story?
You never heard the chameleonaire story?
Nah, maybe. I don't know what happened.
How he was at a charity event. No, he was at a party, and Jordan was there. And one of his homeboys that knew Jordan, he's like, yo, I'm going to take you to introduce you to Jordan. So he took him over there, and he introduced, he's like, yo, this is Jordan. And he said Jordan was with, like Charles Barkley and who was it? Somebody else, another NBA player. And he was like, yo, this is chameleonaire, blah, blah, blah. I want to take a picture with you. And Jordan said, I ain't taking no picture with no niggas. And then chameleonaire is like, whoa. He's talking to me. He's like, maybe he didn't hear me. He's like, hey, Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Let me get a picture. He's like, I told you to step away. I ain't taking no pictures with no niggas. And he was like Isaiah Thomas
just,
and Barkley.
He just meant he wasn't taking no damn pictures with chameleonaire. Who the fuck want a picture with chameleonaire, bro?
Yo, he said, like, Barkley was like, yo, chill. That's chameleonaire. He's a rapper. He's like, I don't care. I ain't taking no picture with no niggas. And chameleonaire's like, man, I was just hurt because I had just bought his jersey for $3,000 in the charity bidding event. And now he's saying he ain't take. I got all his shoes. Yo, you got to hear the story. It's funny.
Where has chameleonaire been, matter of fact?
I don't know. This old.
Yeah,
but it's still a classic story.
It's not good for the Jordan brand to take a picture with no damn chameleonaire.
Come on, man. He ain't got to say it like that. I ain't taking no pictures of no niggas.
Yo, listen. Fuck that shit.
I'd have been hurt, dog.
Yeah, but that's why they say you never want to meet your idols.
Never. I'd never walk up on Jordan because I got too many shoes. I can't
go home and burn everything.
Yeah. I can't keep these shoes in my closet when I got dissed by Jordan. All them years you spent watching them when you was a little kid.
Yeah, like Jordan. I actually met Pierce, though. I met Pierce, KG, all them. And it was dope. Like, they was all cool and everything. But if Pierce would have played me, dog, I would have been tight, dog. I would have been tight, dog. Like, if I would have went up to say what's up to him, like, and he would have played me, son, I would have been tight. Like, that's one of my favorite players of all time, son. If he would have been like, just turn it, part of my back, son. If you would have made the camera part of my back, son. Yo, I would have been sick. I don't know what I would have done as a Celtics fan, to be honest.
Yo, that's why I don't want to meet him. I'm good.
Yeah. Yo, Jimmy Butler named most improved player of the year.
Who got that play? Who got that last year?
I don't even remember. These awards that nobody remembers.
Because I feel like Jimmy Butler was that last year, too.
Yeah. He should have. Yeah, but I don't remember who got it. That shit is crazy. You got in entertainment news, you got Game beefing with Young Thugga Thugga.
Oh yeah, we gotta play those clips.
That shit is hilarious.
Let me go find this. It's probably on YouTube. Game.
Last year was Goran Dragic.
Where's he at now?
Who the fuck knows?
And is he on the Bulls? No, he's a Suns.
Yeah, but didn't they trade him or no? Yeah, they trade him to the Heat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that which clip are you playing first? The game?
Yeah, I ain't gonna play the club one because you can barely hear it.
I got the game one. He was. Hold on. Nah, well, let's tell him first. Young Thug, no, the game started it.
Yeah, in the club.
When he was at the club, yeah, he was like, he's like, what'd he say? He's like, Tune. He's like, Tune ain't Hollywood. He just Holly Grove, nigga. West Side. He's like, I'll beat Young Thug the fuck up or whatever. So Young Thug responds by, an Instagram post, which Instagram's a new way to call people out and beef. If you got some beef, I'm going to post an Instagram video of you. Which Young Thug was a Bill was wears dresses, so I don't know how you could comment.
See, you used to be a Crip, now you're a Blood. So I don't want no smoke with you. You got Bloods and Crips on your team. And you was a male stripper once before, so I don't want to fight.
So I don't understand how you call somebody out for being a male stripper, but you wear dresses, but that's cool.
And fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Here go game responding to that one.
I just seen your little video, you hoe ass nigga. You paint your nails like a fucking girl. You call your niggas bae, and you a hoe ass nigga. Keep fucking around, niggas gonna drive by that nail shop and light that motherfucker up.
That's fire. As nigga said, drive by that nail shop.
Nah, I'll tell you right now. Young Thug better just chill out.
Cause Game really got mental issues.
Yeah, that's all I'm finna say. He ain't got it all upstairs. And it could get ugly real quick.
Yeah, he's not all the way there. Like, he just doesn't care. He's like one of them rich. He's like 50. Like, you rich, but he's still crazy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Young Thug don't really got that much to lose, but I think what's going to happen, Baby going to call Game. What's up, Blood? Speaking of Young Thug, I didn't listen to his album. I skimmed through it, played about 10 seconds of each song. That shit was trash. Number two, I wasn't really trying to give it a chance because of all the gimmicks. Like, why would you name your joint the Carter 6 and then change it to the Barter 6? That shit is corny.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have, like, at the end of the day, whether people want to give Lil Wayne respect or not, like, I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan. Partially is because all the people that used to try to give him the greatest ever, the best rapper alive title. But at the end of the day, he's a legend in the game. Compared to Young Thug. And Lil Wayne did so much in this rap industry that you can't get out of here, man. You gotta have respect. Like, I don't understand all these new rappers that come in and don't have respect for the people that paved the way for them. Like, it makes no sense. If they came into the game at the same time and they was beefing, cool, but have some damn respect, yo.
Man, it's just like the streets, man. Like, these young cats ain't got respect for the OGs. Like, they don't care, dog. Oh, and your boy Young Thug said he's in L.A. more than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yo, I'm telling you right now, Young Thug is going to be on somebody's video getting dragged through the streets by Game.
Yeah, it's going to happen. He's not all... Game's not all the way there. We've seen it time and time again.
So this is about
him
to get real
or 50.
Ugly.
Those are the two dudes you don't want to like mess with because they're not all the way there.
Yeah, and they just keep it going. They don't know when to stop.
Nah, they don't stop.
Because yo, Game was going at 50. I was surprised 50 was just yo. Even 50 chilled on Game, and Game kept going.
Yeah, but that was after there was a shootout in front of Hot 97.
Yeah, it was like okay. Let's just cut this out.
Yeah, niggas had shootouts and shit. Somebody got shot and everything.
That's crazy, man. Why can't we just rap and chill? What's
the Met Gala that happened yesterday? Yo, I didn't know what happened. I just finished playing ball, got home, took a shower. It wasn't yesterday. It was Monday, right? Was it Monday or Tuesday, the Met Gala? Whatever day it was. I think it was Monday. Yeah, I got home, took a shower. Laid in my bed, opened my Twitter, and I just seen a whole bunch of beautiful women in some dresses, bro. I don't even know what the Met Gala was, but people were going insane over Beyonce's dress. People were going insane over Kim K. I just kept seeing girls, women getting posted, and some looking bad. I have no idea what the Met Gala is.
Yeah, I don't either. That's the first time I ever heard of that thing.
Yep. First time I ever heard of it. But these shorties was looking bad, son.
Dang. Yo, your boy Willie Cauley Stein from Kentucky. He changed his middle name to like Willie Cauley Trill.
Yeah.
And they asked Bun B what he thought about it. He was like, hey, it's cool. But if they start coming out with t-shirts and stuff, he's going to have to holler at me.
Cut that check.
Yep, cut the check, homie. I was going to change my name to the Black David Hasselhoff once, but my mom told me not to.
You tripping.
I mean, what's the name?
Huh?
What's the name, really? It's just a name.
This nigga said Black David Hasselhoff. You gonna put down a job application?
Yeah, it's my name.
All right.
We got your boy. I'm about to sit on the bench. LeSean McCoy.
What happened with him now?
He came out and said, your boy Chip Kelly, he wants to control the team, and that's why he got rid of all the black players, because he wants full control. And what did he say?
They've been saying that, though.
No, he just came back out and said something.
No, but I'm saying other players been saying it.
Who?
Like, it's been like an undertone of like people like, oh, Chip Kelly's getting rid of all the black players. Because he did DeSean Jackson dirty. He did LeSean McCoy dirty. Not so much dirty, but basically gave them away for nothing.
Yeah.
So
I don't, but he said it's a race thing. I don't think it is. I think it's he don't want the knuckleheads. He want like a Spurs team.
Yeah.
And I get it, man, because, man, nobody want these. I'm in the club all night acting stupid, man. I want focused people on my team. We got goals here.
Nah, word. Nah, that's true too. So we got that. You got the Cowboys talking about they're trying to get they're having talks with Chris Johnson right now.
No, please don't.
They said they're pretty much on the same page at this point.
Who? Where you see this at?
I read it earlier today.
How old is Chris Johnson?
No matter how old he is, it's about his performance level.
He just got in trouble again.
Yeah, his man's got shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was getting shot at somewhere in Orlando.
Yo, we don't want him, man. He's just nothing but trouble.
Nah, and his performance, like, performance for trouble, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, he had 2,000 yard season, then just went to the...
Disappeared.
Yeah. We're done with him. Don't pick him up.
Yeah, keep him on the bench if I was y'all.
I'm good with McFadden. Let's see what he can
thing.
Do.
He ain't do a damn thing on the Jets.
Yo, if McFadden could just give us any of the production that he did when he first got to the Raiders.
I think with the offensive line, he should be able to. Not like some unbelievable, not like DeMarco, but I think he should give you some decent run.
What you mean not like DeMarco? He gonna be better than DeMarco.
Bro, you sound crazy right now.
I'm telling you, man, I can't wait till this season starts. We're gonna show y'all what it is.
You sound delusional right now.
Watch, we can put anybody back there and they're gonna have a 2,000 yard rushing season.
So you think really that Run DMC is better than DeMarco?
With that line, he'll put out the same.
I didn't ask you with the line.
Yeah, with that line, he'll put out the same performance.
Do you think he's better?
Who is Run DMC, by the way?
Darren McFadden.
I think he is better than DeMarco.
You think so?
Healthy. If we get that healthy McFadden. He used to look just like Adrian Peterson.
All right.
But then he got hurt. And then he was behind that.
That's a reach.
What? Look at the highlights. I went back and looked through all the highlights.
I don't know. That's a reach. That's a reach.
All right. We're going to be reaching for that Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, year after year, man. Y'all don't, year after year. Y'all just don't let this shit go.
Yo, Chris Yo. Paul got top five best hairline in the league. Top three.
That shit is rare these days, man. Some in the food. It's these Dominican women, dog. They out here fucking up hairlines. Stay away from Dominican women if you want to keep your hairline intact.
You stupid.
Yo, Jay-Z and Tidal, man. That's been on the blogs a lot lately.
Yo, why they hating on that man so much?
I have no idea. It's crazy. And the, I read about the payouts. I saw the payouts the other day. They paying double, almost triple to the artists of what Spotify is. But people are like, the fans are like hating on him. They want it to fail so bad.
I think they hating mostly because of the price point.
But there's a $10 price point and then there's a $20 price point. The problem is Spotify offers a free service and then you could pay the $10 premium service. I pay for the premium service every month.
How much is the premium?
It's on my phone bill. On my phone bill, $7.99.
I need your password.
They give you a little discount if it's on your phone bill.
Oh, okay.
But because they had given me a 6-month free subscription through my telephone subscriber, right?
Uh-huh.
So I had it. Oh, you can't give up that premium.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's about this play that just happened. Dang, nah. That ain't a foul? Oh, okay.
Yo, Dwight and Blake been dunking their ass off today. But, yeah, you can't give it up. Like, you can pull up any album, any song, and listen to it once you have that premium, like, from your phone. And it's just too convenient. It's too good.
Yeah.
So, Tidal is pretty much the same. The only thing, really, if I could get Tidal for the same price, I will switch over just because Jay-Z took Reasonable Doubt off of Spotify.
Come on, you ain't gonna switch for one album.
Yo, that's my favorite album, dog.
Really?
Yeah, dog, it's my favorite
just
album.
Just throw your CD in.
Nah, man. It's a phone thing. It's a, you know what I'm saying? It's just there whenever you need it.
Man, you Americans are so lazy, man.
It's not about lazy.
Yeah, it's, it is.
It's just about what if you're somewhere where you ain't got a CD player.
Oh, you just have to hear Reasonable Doubt so bad.
Yeah, man, it's just, music is a mood thing, man. Put so on, just they spoiled us is the convenience of music now.
Put on like, Illmatic.
Any album, any song at any time. It's not the same, bro. Chill. But yeah, man. So it's just crazy. And that goes to show that artists, you gotta own your masters, man. Get your business right. Because once you own your shit, you could just do stuff like that and just take your music off a streaming service for business purposes. You know, so if you get your business right, you own your music, you could do shit like that.
Who recently just bought they,
the masters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it Jay-Z?
He owns all his shit.
I think he just got all of his, like all the rights.
Because remember, he hit it on the Jay Electronica verse. When he was talking about that shit. Yeah, so he's doing a B-side concert, which is going to be crazy. It's going to be at an undisclosed location in New York. It's for people that have Tidal. And then it's just, it's like an entry base or whatever. Tickets aren't for sales. User submitted, like, once you make a Tidal playlist or something like that and you're a subscriber, you can get selected for the concert. And it's a B-side concert.
So what is, I mean, what exactly is a B-side concert?
It's basically all the hits on the album that weren't singles. You know what I'm saying? So that he doesn't perform. So it's like the hot tracks, like underground classics pretty much.
I don't want to hear that.
What you mean?
So I can't hear Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself. My name is Ho. I got to hear.
Get that. But you're going to get like.
I'm going to get. Hold on. I got this. I'm going to get Sunshine Track.
Nah, you're going to get like Reservoir Dogs. You know what I'm saying? It's a Hard Knock Life.
No, that's a classic. He plays that at concerts.
Nah, he doesn't really perform that.
Hard Knock Life?
Yeah, he doesn't perform that.
Yes, really. He does, dog.
You're going to get you're going to get songs like Can I Get A, you're going to get, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you get that with the concert too. Stop playing.
You're going to get
the trash tracks, man.
Nah, man, you're going to get the Evils. You're going to get I'm Feeling It.
No, that's, come on, man. That's not a B-side.
That's a B-side. He doesn't perform those joints at concerts. He performs like, he'll perform like, you know what I'm saying, My Name Is Hov. He'll perform 99 Problems, you know what I'm saying, New York, Niggas in Paris, and just joints like that. Holy Grail now.
So basically, I get to hear all the tracks I skip. I'll pass on this concert.
What you mean? You get to hear the classics, dog.
No, the classics are what keeps the tours alive. He's giving me the stuff I don't want to hear. He has to go back and learn these songs himself.
You going to hear Threats? Threats off of the Black Album?
That's straight, but I'll pass. I'll sell my ticket.
You crazy, dog. I think that's going to be one of the dopest concerts. But, yeah, so he got that going on. That's going to be crazy.
Did you see the picture of D-Wade putting makeup on a female's face?
Nah.
It's floating all around the internet.
He's wilding. After he painted his toenails black that one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wilding. He's lucky his shorty's bad, so he gets a pass.
She commented, too.
Ain't nobody going to question him because his girl bad.
Gabrielle Union commented under the picture of him putting makeup on a female. He put, wait till you see him do winged liner. He's an all-star.
Oh, he's tripping. He's bored. That's why he don't make playoffs.
That's what I'm telling people, man. When you that rich, you just get bored, man.
Yo, on another note, speaking of basketball wives, you got Lala. She's going to be fully nude on the next season of Power.
Whoa, for real?
She got a fully nude sex scene, yeah.
Front or back?
Titties all out and everything, she said.
With who? Who's the sex scene? With a female?
She wouldn't give it away because she's like, it'll ruin the show.
Oh.
Yeah, she was on the Breakfast Club and she said it. She was like, once you sign up to be on Power, that's part of the contract regardless. Like, you what? Have to agree to it.
Yo, Power a dope show.
Yeah, that shit's a dope-ass show, dog.
It's been going for like 3 years, though. Like, it feel like it.
Yeah, because I think they didn't expect it to take off the way it did. So they weren't ready for a season two, like, immediately.
And it's on Starz, right?
Yeah.
See, they need to move it.
It's on Starz, which Starz don't really have that many good series. That and Weeds was dope. Weeds was popping.
Starz hurt Spartacus because that show would have been classic if it was on like HBO or something.
You heard what Charles Barkley said tonight?
What'd he say?
He said, God said I'm going to make a perfect basketball player and I'm going to give him everything except a full head of hair.
When'd he say that?
He said that tonight. I just read it online.
That's dirty, man. That's dirty.
Yo, Chuck Cole.
Heck no.
But yeah, man, that's about it for the week, man. You know what I mean? We'll keep you posted. Keep repping the money, team. Don't listen to these haters. And, that's all I got to say.
Oh, and I got to give y'all a number one draft pick?
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Oh, man. What happened to my... I had it on my... what you call it? I had it pulled up on my phone.
Is she a butter pecan Puerto Rican?
I don't know where she is, but hold on. All right, I'm getting close. I'm getting closer back to the picture. I feel it. It's heating up. My phone is heating up. And boom, her name.
This nigga.
All right, I feel it. I'm getting hot again. Here we go. I'm getting hot again.
You selling us dreams, player.
Nah, right here. Right here. Next scroll up. Bam. MSSUGEY. Misugi. She fire flames.
Let's see what that'd be like.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start hitting DMs.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Shoot your shot. Oh, yeah, she right.
Yep. And that's it, playboys and playgirls.
Yes, sir. Follow us on that Twitter, Instagram, at The Timeout Show. Follow me at Marv_LS. Follow my boy at Emerge City. Hit us up. Yo, is she a real page, though? She only got 16 pictures, bro.
That's because she recycle them. She take them down. She only give you a little bit.
I don't know.
She got a live video right here.
Oh, all right.
Peace. Let's go. Houston, I got money on you. Bet.
He's thinking better on Houston. Clippers going to take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got everybody paying attention. I know a lot of y'all be asking me about this Michael Jordan story, right? Everybody, like, sees me always talking crazy about Michael Jordan. Let me explain to you. I saw Michael Jordan. I met Michael Jordan at this Michael Jordan party. It was at his party. And I never, I know it's some rumors that I asked him for an autograph and he said no, or like, that's a lie. I saw Michael Jordan. I'm at a party and I don't ask nobody for nothing. I never do. I don't like when people overly do it to me. I had saw Michael Jordan taking pictures with girls. He was like, you know, and I ain't mad at it. He's taking pictures with people, you know what I'm saying? And he's taking pictures, and he's just, and every now and then taking pictures, you know what I'm saying? So then, later on, you know what I'm saying? I seen him, and it was like, oh, there go Mike. And he was standing over there. He was with some of the Boston Celtics. He was with Spike Lee. He was with, I don't know, some other people. And I was just like, man, this is just that one moment where I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go say, I'm going to ask Mike for a picture. And then I said, I went over there and I said, hey, fellas, you know, nobody was talking. They was just chilling, whatever, right? And I was just like, man, I don't mean to be rude, but Mike, I just want to know if I could get a picture. And then, now, I understand. I kind of know. So I wasn't mad if he said no. But the way he said it, he said, oh, hell nah, man. I ain't taking no pictures with no niggas. And he said it like that. And I was like, I kind of got stunned for a second because I was like, wait a second. I don't think he heard. I turned back and my boys were just looking at me like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of thought that he didn't hear what I said. And I was like, keep in mind, I had just came from a Reggie Bush event. Everybody knows about the Michael Jordan jersey, right? Me and Reggie Bush was doing this event, right? And he was auctioning off these jerseys. So I had to keep on raising my hand and bidding for these jerseys, right? And it was like, it was a Michael Jordan jersey, an Allen Iverson autograph, the Shaq. Man, a Vince Carter. There was a whole bunch of jerseys, right? And I kept raising my hand. It was like 1,000. I raised my hand. They said 2,000, and some dude raised his hand. And they said 3,000. I raised my hand. They said 4,000. We kept going back and forth. And then I finally went over to him at 7,000. It was like, hey, man, stop raising your hand, man. You don't want them jerseys. And he was like, I said, man, how about we stop and then we both split the jerseys at 7,000 and we split the money. And he was like, all right, cool. So we didn't raise our hands no more. And then they said, sold to Chameleonaire and that guy right there for $7,000. So the guy tells me that he wasn't even tripping. He didn't even want to get the jerseys. He was just trying to show off to Kim Kardashian, who was on the stage. I was like, man, this dude that made me pay $7,000 for these jerseys, and he didn't even want the jerseys. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, whatever, right? I'm telling Michael the story. I'm like, I just bid $7,000 for a Michael Jordan jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he goes, you know what? I'll tell you what. You pay $15,000 right now for a jersey from me, and I'll take a picture with you. And keep in mind, Michael Jordan's real tall. He's looking down on me. And I'm looking up at him like, man, I never been so heated in my life, man. My heart just started racing like, I'm about to steal off on this fool. And I thought about all the times when I used to pause the little video game or the basketball game and draw the picture of this dude dunking. I thought about all the times when I seen John Starks come baseline and just dunk on them fools. I thought about the time when Allen Iverson crossed them over and I was like, what? Jordan, how you let Allen Iverson cross you over? Like, big Michael Jordan fan. And it's just the way he did it. And then who was it? Paul Pierce. So one of them was like, yo, hey, man, chill out. That's Chameleonaire, man. He was like, I don't give up. And he cursed. He said, I don't give up, nigga. And I was like, and then you know what I did? I just sat there for a second. I just sat there and looked at him. And then I turned to Spike Lee and I said, you know what? I appreciate it, bro. That's all good. And I shook Spike Lee's hand. And they all had that look like, man, you know, that's just how Mike is. You know what I'm saying? I shook everybody's hand. And then I walked off. And then Ray Allen was over there. And Ray Allen was like, hey, man, he took a picture with me. I guess they was kind of do it because they kind of felt kind of like a certain way or something. You know, I took a picture with Paul Pierce and everything, but I didn't even, it wasn't really even that big a deal. I expected him to say no. It's just the way he said it. It was, man, it was the most rudest. I'm probably not even repeating it as mean as he said it. So after that, I was like, wow, man, this dude must really be, he must feel a certain way inside where he just treat people like that. And keep in mind, when I used to stay in Chicago, a lot of y'all know about I used to stay in Chicago. The people that I used to stay with, they used to tell me all the time that Michael Jordan is bad, man. He just be smoking weed, cursing all day. I didn't believe it. I was like, no way. No way, not Michael. You know what I'm saying? Because the image that he portrayed. And then it was like, they knew because they used to clean his cars. They used to work for the company to clean his cars. And he always used to be cursing at them. He always used to be talking trash to them. He always used to be saying stuff. And they told me, and I was like, nah. So then when I finally saw him, he was like that to me. So I was like, wow. And then I had heard so many rumors about people saying how Michael Jordan, how bad he was. So I was kind of disappointed. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know there's some people that's gonna go out there and say, oh, Cam was a groupie for Michael Jordan, man. You can say whatever you want, man. Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, them the biggest icons that I ever had. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no rapper. Those was it. Because remember, I wasn't really allowed to listen to rap like that when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? My dad used to watch basketball all day. Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, I could tell you anything. You know what I'm saying? And then Michael Jackson. But, you know, so Mike was just a big disappointment, man. And then sometimes a little kid will be asking for an autograph. He'll be like, oh, no, you know what I'm saying? That's why to this day, I'll never be like that. Even if I'm in a bad mood when people ask me, I still do it. I wouldn't talk that way to somebody. I might even tell him, man, I'm not really in the mood, but, I still do it in a nice way. He'll curse you out. So, and then after that, my security called me. It was like, yo, Nike brand Jordan wants to talk to you because they want to apologize. They were trying to send me Nike Jordans and all this stuff. And, you know, I was like, you know, oh, and then to make the story even interesting, when I was coming in, I was leaving, I was about to leave, and I saw Young Jock coming in. And Young Jock was all heated about something, because I was like, hey, man, no matter what you do, do not go talk to Michael Jordan. And then he was like, yeah, Michael Jordan. And I was like, why are you all mad? He was like, because he had just came down the red carpet, and he was wearing some Adidas, and people were mad. They was like, how are you going to disrespect Michael Jordan in the air that he walks on because you coming into his party with some Adidas on? And Young Chuck was like, what? Like, I'm not even going to repeat what he said. But he was like, man, you know, it's not God. What you talking about? Like, that's how they was acting, you know what I'm saying? So that's my Michael Jordan story. I don't know if I've told anybody that full story in entirety. But, yeah, he was, like, looking down on me, cursing like he wanted to fight. And it just came out of nowhere. It was just, he must have been in a bad mood. It was pretty, it was bad. It was bad. It was, like, pretty embarrassing, like. You know, as a man, even as a man, you want to be like, I actually felt like, man, I should just steal him right now. I'm just going to steal him. I don't care what happens. I'm just about to punch him. But I didn't. I refrained, and I was just like, yeah, all right. He probably would have knocked me out. Michael Jordan probably would have knocked me out. I don't care. I would have made front page. Believe that. I would have made front page.